invoking Bhagavan's presence, your relationship with Ishvara. Gently turning your focus toward your own presence, your own being, the Atma, the self that you are. So the mind of the mind, the buddhi of the buddhi. The consciousness because of which the buddhi is known. Being yourself, the one because of whom all things are, all things are known. Me, the conscious being, who is the eye of the eye and the ear of the ear, the mind of the mind, the speech of the speech, the one who is the knownness, the consciousness, the me, myself in every vritti. Not needing to recognize myself as an object, because I am self-evident consciousness itself. Being yourself. See if you can not be yourself. Is there a vritti or some means of covering yourself, displacing yourself? Any given vritti replaces the preceding vritti. Any experience replaces the preceding experience. Can you replace yourself? Displace yourself? Cover yourself? Try. If you can do that, it's a vritti. If you can't do it, try harder. If you still can't do it, try harder. Still can't do it, and that's yourself. Me. The one who is the invariable, never not present, no matter what the cognition, what the emotion, what the experience. I am the cognition of the cognition, the buddhi of the buddhi, the eye of the eye, the invariable, ever present, me, so well known as me. But confused with a lot of dresses that seemingly are taken to be me. The dresses you can change, the dresses are variables. You are not a variable. You are the one ever present, changelessly present. choicelessly present. I'm going to give you a list one at a time of cognitions. Any word that I say will automatically create a cognition, an image of that nama. If I say a nama, a name, the rupa, the form will come. For instance, if I say to you right now the word sun, S-U-N, sun, that word will invoke an image of the sun. So as I say these words, these namas, one by one, creating this series of cognitions, of experiences, of vrittis, notice what happens as one vritti replaces the other. Notice what happens to your own presence, to the consciousness because of which the vritti is known. The sun, the moon, a tree, a flower, a rose, an ocean wave, the sandy shore, and your car. Your living room. Focus on your on the self. A pot. A tumbler. A coffee cup. A plate. A beautiful park, clouds in the sky, a rainy day, just try making your own set of cognitions, namas, gently just being yourself and experience the relationship between you and the thought. Just do your own string of namas, noticing what happens to your being, to me, to the consciousness because of which these images are known. Just notice your involvement, whatever that may be, as you do that. Just being yourself, I want you to try another set of namas, creating a different sort of cognition. One by one, bring to mind someone or something that you love. One by one. Again, noticing the effect that that has on the cognition, and notice that. Notice your own being in reference to that cognition. Just think of a few things that you love. Continuing to be yourself, and just remaining as yourself. Think of some more negative cognitions, things that you dislike, one after another. of focusing on your own presence. Noticing perhaps the change of affect in the mind, in the body. Differentiating that affect from your own presence. Affect means an embodied emotion. Now, being yourself, bringing some more Ishwarvritis, by that I mean a scene in nature, the ocean, the clouds in the sky, the grassy pathway. Now, letting yourself be, just be yourself. Replace your particular body, mind, sense organs with that of your Ishtadevata. Let this body be the body of your Ishtadevata, which is sense organs. Be the sense organs of your Ishtadevata. Let your mind and buddhi be the mind and buddhi of your Ishtadevata. Let yourself be the self of your Ishtadevata. You can replace your body with a different body, the body of your Ishtadevata, your sense organs with her sense organs or his sense organs, your manas with his manas or her manas, your buddhi with their buddhi. Can you replace yourself with their self, the Atma, which is you, with their Atma? If you can imagine or make that replacement, that Atma is something objectifiable, that you can have a subject-object relationship with that Atma, replace that Atma with this Atma. But I have the mind of the mind. I am the buddhi of the buddhi. Can I replace conscious being me with conscious being me? I can replace one upadhi with another. But I can't replace the self. I can't replace me.